Gemara says in Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph that Shvias is Meshamet the Shvua Menon Emili Amar Vila Amar Avda Makom Bezed VaShmita VaFilu Dibur Meshamet. So Shayecha Hashmata on a Shvua. And the Shaila is, what does this mean? How can you have a Hashmata on a Shvua? Some Rishonim learned that Be'etzem the Shmita is Meshamet the Shvua. The Shmita is only Meshamet Chayves. Chay Mamen, something like a Chay Mamen can be Nishma. But a Shvua is not a Chiv. It's not a Chiv that you have. A person could be Kaifer if he wants, but if he is Kaifer, then the Torah says, you could prove your kfirah through a shvuah. The shvuah is ma'amas your kfirah. It proves your tain. It's ma'amas your tain. But it's not something which you're mechayiv to do. If you decide not to do it, then you have to pay. If you want to be careful and not pay, you could not pay. But in order to prove that what you're saying is true, you have to do it with a shvuah. But there's no chayiv shvuah over here. So in what sense could we say that shmita is mesham'at something which is b'chal not a chayiv? So Reb Shach and Aviezer asked this kasha in Hilchos Shmita B'Yovel, and he wants to say that it's muchach from here that that's not the pshat in a shvuah. It's not the pshat that shvuah is there to be ma'amis your taina and your kfira. No, that shvuah be'etzem is a chiv. It's a chiv shvuah which is chal on you, that the Torah is mechayev shvuah on you in order to get you to be ma'ida and pay the money. It's almost like a chiv mamon. It's not ma'amish mechayev mamon. It's mechayev you that if you want to get out of it, then you have to take a shvuah. This is to encourage you to be ma'ida in order that you should be able to pay the chiv mamon. If you don't want to take the shvuah, then you can pay. But be a side advarim, it's a chiv. It's a chayev that's chal on you to encourage you to pay and to get you to pay. And then Mela, it's a davar which is shaykh by an hashmata, just like the chayv itself.